Alrighty, welcome back everybody to the Trade Raiders podcast.
Keep going.
Did you stop it?
No, you're doing great. No, we're going.
Okay, the Trade Raiders podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, we're brothers, we read comics, and Brendan's here again. He reads comics too sometimes.
Yes, he does, when we make them.
Yeah.
You know what I found out? I like went back to the Venom episode to like listen to the levels, and apparently that came out like exactly a year ago today.
Oh, damn. Oh, wow. Yeah, you're back on your annual episode.
Perfect. I'll come back.
It came out like October 1st. So, and this will release like September 30th.
Did we have you on for Venom because the Venom
Carnage
movie?
Yeah, and you didn't even see it?
I haven't even seen
you
it.
You haven't seen it?
Dang. No, I don't.
It was so good.
That's what people were saying, dude.
Sarah, like Morbius. After Sarah watched that with me, she's like, that's the worst movie I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, that's dramatic. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Did you end up seeing Morbius?
Yes, I saw it on a plane.
Okay, yeah, they have it on planes for some reason. Yep. They also had it in like my room on like this cruise. I'm like, wow. Right.
Morbius is sweeping the nation.
It's Morbin time. They don't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they did.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
Yeah, I was looking for all these little things that I knew were in it.
Yeah, that would have been the Oscar award-winning line.
Ooh, and also, before we were going to... That was like the week we were going to go to Greece, and you asked us recommendations on movies you should watch, and I told you to watch The Gentlemen, and you still haven't.
I'm still working
later
on that one, yeah.
And you recommended some animated movie on Netflix.
I did watch Whiplash. Yeah.
I need to watch Whiplash.
Of my own attrition. Yeah, and it's great.
Yeah, good movie. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we got time codes in our description, different segments and stuff. But Brandon, what do we start with?
The news.
All right.
That's right. Big news week.
Lots of big news, but not a lot of news.
Yeah.
Because it's been like 2 weeks since we recorded.
Yeah, you went on a cruise or something and had some fun. Meanwhile, I, the journalist that I am, I've just been scouring the internet for news. So what happened this week, Daniel?
Nathan, DC announced there's going to be a Constantine sequel to Keanu Reeves'.
Oh, fuck. That's been that long?
Yeah, it's been that long.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's super exciting.
Which was like insane. I saw like an interview with Keanu Reeves and he said that he'd love to reprise the role, but he doubted it would happen.
I'd love to come back.
You know? Yeah. He's like, it's not going to happen though. But now here we are.
Yeah.
I guess J.J. Abrams was working on like a Constantine series or something, but that was canceled, obviously.
Sweet.
Along with his like Madam X project. I guess she's someone in Justice League Dark. I don't know.
Okay.
Do you have any news?
I got tons of news, Daniel.
Let's hear it.
There's a new Scarlet Witch series coming out.
Dude, why?
Is that confirmed?
Steve Orlando.
Oh, book.
Oh, book. Yeah, not
okay.
A, not a
oh,
TV
okay,
show.
Okay, okay.
I was like,
I think there was a
book news. I thought she's fucking dead.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Feige did like tease or something. Somebody said he teased.
Yeah.
Like a Scarlet Witch show
he
or something.
He probably teases like everything that people
that's
could possibly
true
ask
yeah
him about.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, maybe. They probably talked about like every A, B, and C list hero.
Yeah.
That
yeah
could potentially have a thing ever.
And so then he just like kind of, he probably already has those pitches already. And then when people are like, oh, I want a Nova thing, he's like, okay, well, we could start working on this then.
Yeah.
So, but the only reason I brought that up, the Scarlet Witch thing, is that it's going to be drawn by Sarah Pacelli, who does not do things very often.
Like ever,
she's
yeah
very good.
She did
the last thing she did was a Spider-Man book that was written by J.J. Abrams' son.
Oh, damn.
And also J.J. Abrams a little bit.
J.J. Abrams helped.
Yeah, yeah, he helped out. So that should be good. Dark Horse is going to Penguin Random House now.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's interesting.
It's a distributor.
Yeah. Daniel?
Wait, doesn't Drew, like, hate them?
They fucked him over a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, who hasn't?
Right. So they're off Diamond now?
I guess so.
Who is still on Diamond? Anyone?
Part of Marvel, I think?
Okay.
Yeah. Daniel, if there's one person in comics that writes, draws, and letters his own comics that is in need of the biggest W's possible, who would that be for you? He draws an anthropomorphic bunny.
Oh, Stan Sakai.
Yes.
I was thinking, wait, Jason?
Yeah.
But no.
Stan Sakai is going to start a new imprint at Dark Horse that he's going to run. He's going to print Usagi Yojimbo there, And he's also bringing on creators like Kevin Smith, Brian Michael Bendis, Matt Kint, and Karen Berger. She's the one that like started Vertigo.
Oh, right,
they're,
right.
They're all going to be part of a new imprint at Dark Horse, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, so big W for that guy.
I mean, he just got a dub with like his second season of Samurai Rabbit.
I still need to watch that.
Yeah, I know. You haven't even started the first season.
No, I haven't. But it's going to be called Sakai's Dogu Publishing Print, or Dogu. I don't know what it is.
Okay.
But that's pretty cool.
Very cool. Love that guy.
Yeah. Doom Patrol Season 4, I guess, is coming out this December.
Wait, really?
I thought that was canceled.
Same.
I don't know what's going on, dude. I don't know what's going on anymore, but Doom Patrol.
I learned that from you. Like, I can't even trust my own resources, which are you.
I don't know, because the Doom Patrol Twitter account, maybe it's canceled after Season 4, and they're already working on it. I don't know. Yeah. But
I'll take it.
Season 4 comes out December, which is awesome. Cool.
Oh, sick. Right yeah. On the corner.
Yeah, I've watched half of the first season. Pretty good. Have you watched it at all?
Yeah, I've watched all of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I haven't finished Season 3, but now that I have reason to catch up.
Wow, Brandon's a big nerd.
Yeah, I love Doom Patrol.
So, yeah. Did you see the big news from yesterday?
Yeah, I sent it to him.
Yeah.
Oh, Wolverine?
I saw it first. I figured. Yes, Hugh Jackman reprises his role as Wolverine in Deadpool 3.
Yeah.
Coming September 6th, 2024.
So like less than a year already.
So 2 years.
Oh, fuck. What year is it? Oh, no. Ah, damn it. That's so long then.
Yeah, but that's still like pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, that is cool.
Because I'm like, he won't. But I guess he is. So that's pretty cool.
I love pretty that. Exciting. Yeah, that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
We love the relationship between Reynolds and Hugh Jackman. So
definitely.
That'll be cool. I doubt he's going to get like buff and stuff. Because that was probably like part of like
his shirt.
Conditions. He'd be like, I don't want to get buff. No. And they're like, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. CGI abs.
Have you seen that theory that people think that it's going to be Hugh Jackman like in the movie and Deadpool wanted to go find Wolverine, but then he just gets Hugh Jackman instead?
That would be hilarious.
And then they go like multiverse hopping or whatever. And then they eventually find Wolverine or whatever. But I think that'd be kind of fun if he like accidentally just gets the actor Hugh Jackman.
Yeah. Do you think he'll be in it a lot, or do you think it'll just be like a
I think it'll be like a buddy cop movie, basically.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
So. Especially since like it looks like the poster of it, it's gonna be like the logo with like the three claws or whatever. Yeah. I think he'll be a big part. What else we got?
James Earl Jones retires from Darth Vader.
Did he even do like the last Darth Vader?
I think
didn't they like manipulate his voice or something?
They're going to from now on, but I think he is an Obi-Wan.
Oh, okay. Oh, actually, but, back on the Deadpool stuff, they featured like a comic book in there, and it was the most recent Wolverine run that Benjamin Percy writes, and I thought that was kind of fun.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it was
like when he was reading one or something.
Yeah, he was like reading one on the toilet or something, and it was like
I couldn't pick out like what the cover was.
Yeah,
that's cool. Hey, then let's do some sad news. So you remember that show Aquaman, King of Atlantis?
Yeah, the best show.
Yeah,
on HBO Max.
Yeah, it was removed from HBO Max.
Removed.
Yeah, and it has no other place to go.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it's
why?
Like, I think it's a part of the whole Discovery thing where they're just like trying to make us unhappy. And
but why take it off?
I don't know.
They like, canceled Titans and like they left that show on there for some reason.
Too much.
It's not even good. That show was at least fun.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. I love that show.
Damn.
You remember, I don't know if we talked about this, but I think it was Dark Horse book, Grendel, was going to be, is that Image or Dark Horse?
Dark Horse.
So that was picked up by Netflix to be adapted.
Oh.
But now it's been canceled. So they're not doing it at all.
Matt Wagner is still coming back to do Grendel, so at Dark Horse.
Oh, like the and more comics?
Yeah, more Grendel.
Oh, okay.
That's what everybody's been asking for.
No Grendel show though.
Yeah. Just Grendel comic book. Boo.
Yeah. Director Bassam Tariq dipped from Blade. He's just out of there.
That sucks.
Yeah, I don't know the reason, but I heard about that. I'm like, that's news, I think.
Never like swapping directors. It always makes me scared for like Justice League type things.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. It can't be good, right?
Like Blade?
No, but the movie might, but like that, the fact that a director's hopped off of it,
well,
not good news.
I think the original reason like Snyder left, right, was because like family things.
Yeah, family issues, which makes sense. But like when other directors leave and then it gets taken over by somebody else, I feel like that never...
When it comes to Marvel, great. I'm like, oh.
It's either just like okay or it's a train wreck. What else we got? There's a Batman Incorporated series coming out that Ed Brisson's going to write with John Timms, and it features all the new Batman characters that no one really recognizes.
Oh, yeah? Like Orphan?
There's like the clown killer guy. There's like the ghost hunter guy.
Holy shit. Who are these people?
Who are you people? It's mainly this is, stuff it, that has been introduced, I think, in James Tynion's run.
It looks Batman. Like someone just like took Batman and then did like random colors and to make his suit, you know?
It's like that website that like mixes Pokemon, except it's just Batman villains, and then they just went with that.
Okay. That looks fun, at least. Like, it, I like...
It
I
does
like,
look pretty fun, especially the people that are on it.
Yeah, I like when there's cool. a bunch of characters I don't know.
Yeah, which is the book that we're reading today.
Exactly.
Honestly.
I actually don't have any other news, so...
Last of Us trailer.
Oh, yeah,
that
yeah.
pretty
yeah.
sick.
That's right. Pretty cool.
Really excited for that.
Yeah. Did you ever play the game?
Yes, both of them.
I haven't played the second one.
Yeah. Not as much hate as it got. It doesn't deserve the hate it got.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, no, that
Yeah,
that
solid
sucks.
Game.
But, yeah, super
cool
fun
cast.
Game.
Yes.
Got some...
It's Lady Mormont.
Lady Mormont
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and...
Who's that?
What is his...
Pedro Pascal.
What is his name in that? Something...
The Mandalorian.
Is it from Dorne in...
Oh,
I don't remember his first name, but
yeah.
anyway.
Is it a Game of Thrones person?
Yes.
Both of them, like
oh,
the,
that's true,
the
yeah.
girl and
Oh, Pedro
him.
Pascal is in Game of Thrones. I forgot
yeah,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's the first time I've ever seen him, I'm pretty sure. Like,
what?
Acting.
Besides Mandalorian?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Mandalorian's way after that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. Lady Mormont is like a top five character for me in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, she was awesome.
She's a bad bitch. She kills a giant that's like a...
That's right. I forgot fucking, about that.
Are you guys watching House of the Dragon or whatever?
Yeah.
It's fucking awesome.
Love it.
I watched one episode when Sophia's parents came over and they wanted to watch it, so I was forced to.
Really? Which episode was it?
It was when the uncle has affairs with the Daenerys lady.
Yeah.
Not Daenerys.
That's not a great place to start.
Yeah. yeah. No, especially with
especially
family.
Especially with my girlfriend's family.
Yeah.
I'm just like.
Like they're
in,
so
like,
uncomfortable.
A sex brothel, right?
Yeah. Hmm.
It's like yeah. I went to see Watchmen with my mom. That was fun.
Wow, that's fun.
Yep.
And she's just like, why is this dick out this whole time?
Whole time. Blue dick.
You remember that book that came out that we heard was coming out called The Mighty?
Yeah.
I thought it was coming out like in individual issues, but it's just like one collection.
Oh, did
I guess
it come out?
Yeah, it came out like today.
Cool.
I guess there's maybe something old because it says issues 1 through 12. I'm like, when did those come out?
Oh, but, yeah, it probably is like a collection.
Yeah. Anyway, all out of news... You guys have anything else?
I think that's everything.
Okay. Cool.
Let's get into the book that we read. And you have it physically.
Yes, because I'm better than you.
Gotcha.
Justice Society of America, The Next Age by Jeff Johns, Dave Eaglesham.
I don't know.
Eaglesham? Probably.
No one knows.
Overall thoughts. I'd like to know your guys' thoughts.
We'll start with you.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. I thought it was pretty good. I was a little jarring. It was jumping around a bunch, and I was
yeah.
like, "Who are these people? Why do I care?" As Nazis, I wasn't ready for that.
Yeah,
a lot of Nazis.
Like,
okay, Nazis. Okay.
I was yeah. like, "Who put so much time into creating this whole Nazi team?"
Yeah.
And I was like, "Did they like it making these people? Because yeah. they look kind of cool. Is that racist?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Swastika, sick design.
Yeah."
I thought this was great.
I thought yeah. it was amazing.
I just, Jeff Johns is so good at just ensemble cast teams.
Bottom of the barrel characters.
Bottom of the barrel. And you're like, this is kind of interesting. Like Starman, who the fuck is this guy?
Oh, loved
but
him.
He's fucking cool. And I'm like, I want to know more about him. And like Dr. Midnight and stuff like that.
Sandman, but not the Sandman we know.
Sandman, but not, yeah, not normal Sandman, not Netflix Sandman.
Yeah.
Not your grandpappy Sandman.
No, sir.
But yeah, I just think it's so... This book is all over the fucking place, and it's just, you have to, like, embrace that for
yeah.
sure to get enjoyment out of it. But I just, it's just so insane how many characters there are, and I feel like everybody gets a good amount of, like, screen time.
And everyone's got, like, purpose to
yeah.
kind of be there, you know? I think we like, dipped into Jeff Johns' prime when it comes to his
yeah,
comics.
For sure.
So.
But it's so funny to have, like, a boxer in one comic, and then, like, the Flash, and then, like... Red Tornado's daughter, and then like Sandman. It's just like all over the place, like all different.
As I was kind of reading this, I'm like, is this like Jeff Johns Watchmen? You know, there's like someone
yeah.
killing masks. There's tons of generations. There's this team that they're getting back together.
There's this comedian looking ass dude that dies in the first issue.
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh,
and then, you know, just tons of characters. But Which brings us to our famous segment, Nathan.
Oh, God.
Oh, dang.
I can cut it in. I have a copy.
Okay, sure.
but yeah, who the fuck is that? Our famous segment.
Okay,
and we got a little Wikipedia thing right in the front, which is nice.
I didn't read it because I probably will figure out the gist.
I did, and it didn't help.
Okay, great.
All right, we got Green Lantern, Alan Scott.
He's the first appearance Green Lantern.
And what is his weakness?
Wood. but it's not like a normal Green Lantern. He uses magic.
Oh, that makes way more sense.
Yeah, it doesn't really like make sense. I mean, by the time that like this came out, people are probably like, "Who is this guy?" You know. But like the Green Lantern, Hal Jordan was like a second iteration Green Lantern that started all the like, I don't know, Green Lantern stuff that people know now.
Of course, we got Jay Garrick,
First Flash,
Wildcat,
boxer guy.
Yeah,
dresses like a cat, really cool. I liked him a lot, actually, this series.
Oh, I love Wildcat. There's one specific episode of like Justice League Unlimited, and it's so fucking good. It's just the Wildcat episode,
it's
like top three episode of that
he
show.
He looks ridiculous in that show too.
Oh, he does, but he's the fucking coolest.
Yeah,
so I have a soft spot for Wildcat. Hawkman,
Guy with wings. Next question.
What is his species?
Thanagarian.
Where's he from?
Thanagar.
Good stuff.
He dies and then he comes back.
A lot.
Power Girl.
Kryptonian?
Oh, yeah.
Has a boob window.
Yeah, we love a boob window. I guess she's from a different, alternate Earth, and she's like the cousin of Superman.
That's right. Earth 2, I believe.
Is it Earth 2?
Yeah. Okay. Have you seen that thing when they try to explain the boob window?
Who?
Wait, yeah.
They try to like make it in like continuity, like why she has a boob window, and they tried to explain it as...
It's everyone else's... Kryptonite.
No.
Because everyone can't fucking focus.
Yeah. Distraction in the fight. No, they tried to explain it like she's Kryptonian, but she doesn't feel like she's a part of like the Krypton culture and family, and so she's taken off the crest.
It's a pretty clean cut.
And to show, you know, whatever. And so they like tried like...
But she knows that she's a woman.
Yeah,
and what other symbol for...
Which is why it was so funny. I don't know what comics is on, but I remember that being like...
I would love to see them try.
it's so funny.
It's just a bunch of horny men making comics.
Yeah.
Mr. Terrific.
He's the guy, and he's got the sweet jacket, and he's got the balls that fly around that he made.
He was an Arrow for a bit, right?
Was he? Late seasons.
Oh, yeah, that's
right.
He's
that skinny guy, and he had the...
That guy that's in the Happy Place, or the Next Place.
The
Good Place.
He's in that
Happy Place.
Isn't that the same person in both of those?
I haven't seen The Good Place. I don't know.
I think it is. I want to say it is, but yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That
he's cool.
We didn't see that coming because he doesn't look like him really until like later when he gets a haircut and then he gets the T on his face.
He's like, look at this orb thing that can do anything.
Yeah. Our man.
He can like look forward in the future like an hour.
Yeah.
And then he could do other things as well, but I don't know what.
Yeah, I was reading this thing, and it's like, they made it seem like he has super strength, but only for like once an hour.
No, yeah, I definitely remember that.
Oh, yeah, he activates like powers for like an hour, yeah.
I was like, so what, how long does that last? Like a minute? And then he's just like fucked for an hour? Like, but anyway, Liberty Bell.
I don't know.
She's the daughter of Johnny Quick and the original Liberty Bell.
Oh, okay. So legacy character. Yeah.
Dr. Midnight.
Just a doctor dude.
Yeah, he's like a super surgeon. I'm like, what the fuck they need that for? But they gave him some use in
like
here.
A night nurse, but a superhero.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I think he's got like X-ray vision or something. Sandman.
Oh, he does, yeah, because that's in the Neil Gaiman character. Next question.
Morbius, next.
Yeah.
Stargirl.
It's actually Mobius, not Morbius. Or no, is it Morbius?
Mobius is like the artist. Morbius is Sandman.
Is it Morbius?
I think it is Morbius.
Okay, never mind. I'm just confusing
it
with Jared Leto.
I've watched way more Sandman than you have.
Have you?
Yeah. How far are you?
The 24/7.
The diner. Oh, I'm on episode 9, dude.
Oh, okay. Good.
Stargirl, what's her deal?
I don't know.
Neither do I, honestly.
She flies.
it's honestly not even cleared up in this. Damage.
So the only Damage I'm familiar with is like the Hulk Damage. So I'm like, is this the same guy?
I have no clue.
In here, he's apparently the son of Captain Atom.
No, just Adam.
Sorry. Wait, really?
Are those different people?
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. No, Adam Smasher. He's the son of Adam Smasher.
Is he?
That no, seems
remember,
right, given his power.
Remember Adam? Remember Adam from Arrow that had that
The Adam goes small, yeah.
Oh, does he go big too?
He goes big too.
No, wasn't Adam Smasher like a villain in Arrow?
And Adam Smasher was, yeah.
And then Adam is like a good guy who's the guy who played
And then Superman. Captain Adam is a different guy. I love this.
I hate this.
Let's just not even clarify. Let's keep going. What was that part of again? It was like
a Hulk
a line of comics.
Look at this guy. That's
that's sick.
It's not.
It's like my.
It's not, awesome.
Was it Dan DiDio?
Dan DiDio wrote the first issue.
So what?
No, it wasn't Dan DiDio. It was somebody else. But it's Parker's. It's like one of Parker's favorite comics for some reason.
Oh my god!
Was he? Is he your hero?
I don't know. I never read it. I just know that. I just know it looks bad.
DC did this like thing where they were kind of like doing all these either new or like legacy characters that they're just bringing back, and they were making it very like artist centered. Mm. Like they put like the artist's name first on like the covers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know, did anything good come from that? Not really. We read at least. I'm pretty sure.
I just remember Damage and then the one that Dane DiDio did, but that's about it.
Is it like
Sidestep?
Sidekick?
Side
flip?
I don't think so.
Sidewalk?
Sidewalk.
Sidewalk.
Starman manipulates gravity.
Starman also manipulates psychotic. Gravity.
Which is really cool. I like him a lot in this book.
Yeah, definitely. Obsidian. He actually wasn't in this.
I was about to say, is there an Obsidian?
I saw him in like the corner. I was like, is that a shadow over there?
Oh, he's like, yeah, he can like go into shadows.
He's the son of Alan Scott.
What?
He's the sister. His sister is Jade.
Jade, yeah.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Full circle. Ma Hunkle.
Oh, Red Tornado, right?
Yeah. I'm so confused. Because
the Red Tornado, we know is Android.
We know the Android. Which
they go over that.
Tornadoes, yeah. Anyway.
That's everyone.
That was fun.
Yeah, this book's wild. So
we'll bring back that segment because there's a lot of things like that.
So because there's a lot that happens, I kind of keep it pretty general.
Love it.
But it opens with this dude named Mr. America who's investigating a murder, and the murder trail leads to his house, and then he does this like really dramatic thing where it's like, it's my wife and my daughter.
He's like, there's an APB on the husband. He's like, don't bother. It's my family.
I'm the husband.
It was this most cheesy and dramatic opening. No, dude, I loved it so much.
It was so sick because as soon as I saw that, I'm like, I love this book.
I know, me too.
Like 5 pages in, I'm like, I love this shit.
Like I could just hear like 60s noir music like in the background. He's like, don't even bother. It's my wife, my family.
I'm the husband.
Yeah, it was so good.
Nathan, question for you. What is World War III?
I have no idea. I don't know why that's there.
Okay, thanks.
I guess it happened, and then we're just going to brush by that.
Yeah. Okay,
so I don't know.
You guys know nothing.
I have no idea.
Okay, I was curious. I was going to ask you guys. I was maybe, what is this? Okay.
Maybe it's something that happened, and so this book got sprung off of
like,
that.
It's
maybe
like it's a part superhero of a world war, basically. I think I tried Googling it, but it was no help.
Okay, I was about to say, maybe it was like part of like a crisis or something.
Something like that. It's something with the Justice Society specifically.
Okay.
And no one else, but...
So, yeah, the Flash, Green Lantern, and Wildcat are reforming the Justice Society. And then Wildcat's like, I don't give a fuck about any of this. Just let me fight them, and then that'll... Yeah, so he's just a big Chad this whole time.
Dude, why does Green Lantern's ring look like a fire hydrant right here?
That's a lantern.
It looks like a fire hydrant.
Does look like a fire hydrant.
See that?
I will not fight you on this, but yes, it does. And, like, it's very clear that, like, Johns gets the voice of, like, all these characters, like, so fast just because Wildcat is... You could tell just like so different from Jay Garrick and Alan Scott. I just think it's so fun.
He's just a big grumper.
Yeah. Like, why is this guy even here? Like, how has he made it to the Justice Society and like stayed, you know? But
yeah,
I love it. And so then we see basically some heroes getting recruited by other heroes that are part of like the Justice Society. So we see Damage, who's recruited by Hourman and Liberty Bell. We see Maxine Hunkel, who's the daughter of a Red Tornado. Which confuses me, but she gets recruited by Mr. Terrific and Power Girl. And then Starman is recruited by Dr. Midnight and Stargirl. And then they all like go back to HQ. But I love how Geoff Johns like created this situation where you can break up all the characters. And so it doesn't feel like too much at once. Like each scene, you're only getting like introduced to like 3 characters. And some of them you might, you know, like... recognize.
Yeah,
but it makes it a lot easier because if it was like all of them in the room at once, I'd be like, this is way too much,
you know? And there's just like a conversation.
But I like that like each scene was like, okay, there's 2 guys, they're already part of it, and they're recruiting a new person. And so I just like that he thought about how to break it up in that way, and it made it a lot better, I feel like.
I love Dave's art. Like, I feel like,
dude, he's so good.
He
right?
needs to be in like more things. He's a bit old at this point.
Sure, but put him on more books.
Yeah, I'm like, I feel like he should have like way more things. I think this is like one of his like longest things that he's worked on.
He's really good, yeah. And Starman's dope. I like that splash page that he gets introduced in, where he's like catching the helicopter or whatever. He just looks so stoic, and he's a little bit crazy, apparently.
Was that also supposed to be reflected with him drive or flying through that glass panel? I was like, oh, that was an interesting choice. Like, just diving through the glass panel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I also like this this panel where they're recruiting Maxine, and she's just, like, super excited and talking about it.
Oh,
and so
yeah.
There's just, like, a bunch of, like, lettering in the back of the panel.
I tried to read it all, and it's...
I did.
Yeah.
Once you get to the heads, it's no
yeah.
Time.
Yeah, it was a little tough. But Flash and Green Lantern take Ted to Brooklyn, and they're like, hey, here's your son. His name's Tom.
Guess what?
And he's like, what the fuck? And then Mr. America, after investigating the murders of his family, he goes to fight a guy named Catalyst. And he's trying to figure out who hired him. And then later he's attacked by like a mysterious man. And he gets away, but then he crashes through the JSA roof, like into like the JSA meeting once everybody like, I don't know, is here. And they're like, who the fuck is this guy? And that's pretty much how this first issue ends.
The Catalyst was an interesting villain. I guess he can just make whatever gas he needs.
Yeah.
In order to...
I feel like that'd be pretty OP.
I feel like it would be. You could just make like, I don't know, crazy like knockout gas or something like that.
Yeah.
Or just something that
and
like...
So he's the one that killed the family, but he was like hired by somebody.
Yeah. I feel like Catalyst should be like a bigger villain, you know?
Yeah.
Because I have no idea who that is. I just love the how hectic it is, and just seeing all the like characters I don't know, it just like brings that sense of excitement, you know?
Because yeah.
Like, when you're a kid and you're like reading comics and you have like, I have no idea who this is, but you like see just like a couple pages of them being really cool and you're like, fuck, I want to know more about that guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I haven't felt that in so long.
Right, yeah.
And I have no idea who most of these characters are. So I enjoy this a lot.
I always like a team up with a couple unknowns for me.
Yeah.
And then especially when they have like a purpose of being there.
Yeah. And they're just like cool and they're not just like generic.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So that was issue one. In issue two, we're introduced to like this guy named Steel, but it's not the original Steel.
Citizen Steel.
Citizen Steel. But then later I think he's just named Steel, but
not the Superman Steel.
The guy, yeah, not Shaquille O'Neal. We're talking about Steel.
Shaquille O'Neal Steel.
Shaquille O'Steal. So, like, this guy is the grandson of the original Steel, but he isn't the next Steel. There was a second Steel who's his cousin, and he also died. And so now he's like, I guess I'm Steel. I don't know. It's insane. He doesn't have a right leg because of football, which is a weird way to lose your leg.
Yeah. There's like some sort of hidden infection or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
And so we're introduced to that guy. He's like all depressed, which I love.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but on the last issue, they say a bad word.
Do they?
Yeah. It said you cried like a bitch.
I'm oh,
like,
wow. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was like, ooh.
I was like, wow.
A little racy.
I know. What is this? This isn't Vertigo.
Yeah. Wildcat talks to his son, who's like, I don't want to put on a costume. I'm different from you. And then the JSA...
I don't need you.
The JSA is like, who the fuck is this dead guy? And where did he come from? And so they're all like trying to investigate. But
so this guy like used to be a cop or something, but then
He's like a detective.
He's fired, but his like old partner is still like his
still
contact
there.
And
yeah,
stuff.
He's like
does he have superpowers?
I think he's got some sort of strength or something, some sort of modification.
It
but
seems like that, yeah. But he's basically just like a different version of like Batman and Jim Gordon, but just like in Pennsylvania or wherever they're at. So
right.
So much crime.
Yeah. So much crime in Pennsylvania.
Are they in Ohio?
That's the Steel people.
Oh, never mind.
I love these double page splashes. Like when they're looking at Mr. America's body, it feels like everybody's like doing something. And I just love those kind of splash pages that take like that much detail. Like Maxine is clearly like a little bit freaked out by what's going on. Supergirl's lasering something for some reason.
Yeah, she's lasering something for a couple panels I noticed. I'm like, why is this happening?
I think she's X-raying perhaps to see if there's anybody around.
Clear view of the boob window.
Yeah, we gotta
have that in every frame.
And so when that happens, like Starman's powers start to activate, like he can't control them, and everybody like starts floating, which I think is fun. Yeah, so Dr. Midnight catches up the Flash and Green Lantern on like the Mr. America murders, and they're like, this man's whole Bloodline is dead. And I thought it was really funny when, at the beginning of this issue, when Green Lantern and Flash were with Wildcat, and they're like, "Ooh, I think somebody just died. We got to go." And so they just like ditch him. And so now it's just like Wildcat and his son there. And they're like, "Yeah, we got to figure this out now." Steel goes to another family reunion. They're just doing that all the time, I guess. His name's Nathan, by the way, which is, I think, is pretty cool.
Is it?
It's like Nathan Henderson, I believe.
I don't think so.
But at this family reunion, we get the best superhero group ever made in DC. I think they're called the Fourth Reich, which is a great name. And they're just trying to kill the whole Haywood family because there's this one guy named Steel, and they just want to wipe the whole bloodline.
Not that, like, Nazi teams are good, but they did a really good job with
they
making
did.
Them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They like, have cool powers,
the Fourth
too.
Reich is a super funny name, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, and White Dragon's in this.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
from
in
Peacemaker.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And he actually has a White Dragon that he just rides around, apparently.
That's... I think he... Didn't he ride around? No, he was just flying around in Peacemaker.
Yeah, he
huh?
just had like a flight suit.
Wow, I didn't even notice that at first.
Wow.
But the rest of the people's names are so good. We have Swastika.
Yeah.
He's the guy that has a swastika on him.
Mm-hmm. Naturally.
Reichsmark, the Nazi.
It is just the Nazi.
It's just the Nazi. Baroness Blitzkrieg, which I think is a sick name.
Yeah.
And then Captain Nazi. So we have the Nazi and Captain Nazi.
He looks like Homelander.
Yeah, he does.
Or like Stormfront in the comics.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like some different colors, but yeah.
Yeah, so they all show up, and then Hawkman's there for some reason. He's like, "I got to stop these guys."
Oh, there's this dude with like tattoos, and I was like, "Oh, that guy looks cool," but then I realized it makes the shape of a swastika. So
yeah, it's interesting.
That's not cool anymore.
It's interesting that they use the negative space to make the swastika.
Yeah. See, I told you it's cool.
Sweet design choice.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a swastika on you, that's the coolest way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying I support it. And then a random thing happens where Starman reveals that he's from the Kingdom Come universe, but then it's just never touched down again.
It's just like, I'm like,
which is like the weirdest thing. Also, he's wearing a mask.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was just like,
you think
the
he's
celestial
just eternity
looking.
Or something?
Yeah, I thought he was. But no, he just takes off the mask and he's like, "I'm from Kingdom Come." And then there's Alex Ross art behind him.
Yeah.
Which is unreal. But
did you ever read that?
Mm.
Oh, we have a great episode on it.
Yeah.
But that's like
also a great book. Just
it's
general.
Like this artwork, but like on the interiors.
Oh,
and
sick.
It's absolutely
the
insane.
Yeah.
The whole book. Huh.
All the like painted covers that you see like between issues. They're not even between the issues.
It's mostly the back matter.
Yeah. That's Alex Ross, and he's like probably the most
like
famous cover artist.
Oh yeah, those are awesome. I love the Wildcat one.
Yeah. So it's rare that he's ever in a book, but Kingdom Come is like one of them. So yeah, issue three. Maxine gets her costume and she's now Cyclone. So that's fun. The Fourth Reich keeps crashing like this family reunion. And then Steel uses his crutch to stab one of the guys in the mouth and he spits up like liquid metal onto him, onto the Steel guy. And then the Fourth Reich just like dips. They're like, "Okay, we did it."
Baroness like A-trains a woman.
Yeah,
oh,
she
yeah.
does.
I was like, "No, not again. I can't take this."
So the boys took this. Actually, I wonder what came out first.
I think this is about the same time. What is this, 2006?
Yeah, when did the boys come out?
Like 2002?
Wow.
Damn,
they
Jeff
stole
John's
it.
Just stealing shit. I'll figure it out.
When I first saw her go through, I thought she was like spinning her arms into it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is 2007. Yeah, it's definitely a weird running pose.
So, yeah. I don't know why Hawkman's there.
I guess he was tracking them.
Okay.
That's His good. Wings kind of look like clouds in this panel.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah. They're beefy. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. They're super thick. Because he's like a massive man. He needs some massive wings to carry his ass.
Yeah. Luckily, Hawkman is there, though, because he takes Nathan Haywood's body to Dr. Midnight for help. And then he's like, "I need your help." And then Sandman pops in. Just like, there's so many instances where just like random characters pop in. And I'm like, "What's this guy doing here now?"
This book definitely moves pretty quick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never a dull moment. But yeah,
I guess he can teleport with his gas powers or something.
It's dust.
Oh, dust.
Or sand or whatever.
Sandstorm.
And so he's like, "I had a nightmare that this like Fourth Reich group is killing everybody that's themed like American."
He's like, "Yeah, we fucking know."
Yeah. And they're like, "Yeah, we got two of them right here."
Yeah.
And so, But I think that that's a pretty, I think just that's a funny motivation for a villain group. They're like, we're just going to kill everybody that looks like America.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty clever.
It's quite a few of them.
Yeah. Oh, there's this like, so Wildcat is like having a brewski with his boy. Mm-hmm. And there's this panel. I don't know if you guys notice it, but his eyes are unbelievably small.
Well, okay. Wow.
Look at this.
I did not.
Oh my gosh. That. Yeah.
I'm like, what happened to his eyes? But so yeah, he's having a brewski with his boy and he's like, all right, cool. We had a beer. I'm a leave. And then Vandal Savage comes in.
You know, it might be like the angle since it's like a side profile kind of thing. Like maybe his eyes just don't poke out that much.
It's definitely like a 90 degree angle, side angle.
It is very small. I would have made it.
Especially in like the panel that it overlaps with, his eyes are definitely normal size. So yeah. It just like doesn't help his case.
It's kind of funny too. I was looking and you can see that the kid has a bunch of like animal magazines on his couch.
God.
And that's like one of them makes it look like it's a cat person.
Okay.
That is an interesting detail. I missed that.
I just noticed.
And so
it was
yeah.
right in front of us this whole time. God. We're looking for the signs.
Everything was there. And so yeah, so Wildcat tries to leave and then Vandal Savage punches him and it's like, okay, here's another character. And then his son, Wildcat's son, turns into a literal wildcat. He's like a werecat, which yep. is like way out of left field.
Yeah, I did not,
not expect that. At all.
I thought he was just going to try and punch him a little bit.
And this is when I was like, this is the best comic ever made. Because it's just like a comedic amount of characters in this.
Yeah.
But I just love how hectic it is because it's like, and I was just Vandal Savage, I did everything. And then it's like, I'm going to turn into a cat.
Yeah, I'm like, I was trying to think, I'm like, how does that work? I'm like, does Wildcat have Wildcat powers or something?
I think they explain it and I didn't care. So
no, they didn't.
I was wondering who the mom was, maybe.
I don't know. Maybe it was Cheetah or something.
Vixen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheetah.
Vixen doesn't turn in anything, though. She
harnesses their power. Oh, yeah. She doesn't like morph into like a cat yeah. when she wants
There's
to.
There's like a shadow powers. Behind it or something. That, yeah. But anyway.
So, yeah, issue 4. There was a bunch of fighting.
Yeah, this is my least favorite issue.
Yeah.
Just because like it felt like a little rushed, but I honestly think like this book would do really well or would read really well like in the long term.
Yeah.
You know, like reading like a
I agree.
Whole
I kind of
thing.
I kind of want to read this whole run.
I could see it being like really good.
Yeah.
Know?
But so yeah, like the Fourth Reich splits up to like Philadelphia and some other place, and so like the JSA splits up. So there's like three different fights going on between the Werecat kid, Vandal Savage, half of the Fourth Reich, and like half of the JSA. So there's just like a bunch of fighting that goes on basically. At one point, the fight with Vandal Savage, there's like a apartment gas line that blows up. And then Vandal Savage like has all of his clothes ripped off and he's got the hairiest back of all time. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Is he?
Look how hairy this shit is.
Oh my.
He's like a caveman. I mean, he is Dang. Like,
that's just like,
yeah.
That's
don't normal. They call him caveman at one point?
He is like, yeah,
because he is like an old,
he's always, yeah. yeah, he's like immortal or whatever. So he's lived since like caveman times.
He's not as hairy as like Wolverine or like
no, definitely
Savage
not.
Dragon.
But I didn't know? Expect that. You'd think that the hairs would get singed off in like that huge explosion.
True.
But maybe he's got strong hairs. Who knows?
Hold on. Backpedal a little bit. Did you know that Hawkman had like ninja stars?
No. Does he have ninja stars?
Ninja stars?
Yeah. Look at this shit.
Oh, that's cool.
You see this?
It must be made out of nth metal.
Oh true.
Yeah, because that's the thing.
That's the best thing you can come up with?
A
ninja
star?
Stars? Yeah.
I mean,
he's got
if
the...
If he made it look like, you know, if it resembled him with any way with wings, people would just be like, why does he have batarangs?
Oh, true.
So
I guess it's for long distance when he's not... When he doesn't have his mace or
can't
whatever.
Hit someone with a big stick.
Yeah.
With spikes.
With the ball on it.
He's like, I guess I'll use these.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a lot of fighting that does happen. It's nothing really like too unique, but I am impressed that like every JSA person is like in here in some form.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of characters and a lot of splash pages.
It's probably why there's so many Nazis.
Yeah, but everybody
gives them something
on.
To do.
And like there's some like character development because we see like Damage has like a fucked up face and Dr. Midnight's like, wow, you look fucked up. And that's all that happens really.
He's like, that's why I wear my mask and... I don't like my dad, even though I'm wearing all this shit.
I'm not a big fan of my dad. And then, after the fights, they find out that Nathan Haywood grew a steel leg. He's
got like a Terminator leg.
Yeah, he's got a Terminator leg from the Nazi guy. And then Mr. America's detective colleague is like, I'm gonna be Mr. America now.
Oh yeah.
And then that's it. There's like a teaser for like the next villain.
Yeah, dude, Dr. Destiny.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is that when?
Yeah. Wait, what?
So is the Dr. Destiny that's in Sandman based off of this run?
No. Wait, what do you mean?
Because Dr. Destiny in Sandman.
John Dee, yeah.
John Dee, he's like known for going after like the Justice League or the Justice Society or whatever. Is that from this book? When did Sandman come out? That's my question.
Like 1989.
Okay, great. So it's not the case.
No.
Cool.
This is based off of that probably.
Yeah, probably.
But we actually get to see him in action, you know, not just like losing to.
Yeah, there's a girl here called like Dream Girl or something.
Who?
I don't know. Whoever the girl there is, but
is that who that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, she's got a star on her face.
I love this like ending splash page of Wildcat's like, I don't know what you guys were doing, but this is my son. And then it's just like everybody like, there.
Hey, I'm interrupting this clearly a meeting.
Do you think when there was like not everybody recruited when they were sitting down at this big table, it was just ridiculous?
Like there's only like three people.
There was like four people and they're like, all right.
We don't even need all this space. Yeah. Why are we paying rent here?
We have too many chairs here.
Yeah.
We need to fill up these chairs. But
it's like they maintain a certain amount of members just so that the seats are filled.
Yeah. Like, we already blew the budget on the chairs, so we need to fill these up.
Your son can't be in the Justice Society. We have no more chairs.
Oh. We just filled up on chairs.
Is this the shadow you were talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's that, and then he's in this meeting. See?
Oh, damn. Okay.
Is he a shadow in this meeting?
Yeah, he's in the corner.
Up here.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's there.
Oh, he is. He's right there.
He's dude, this guy's like fucking Waldo.
He's actually talking on the next page, too.
Yeah.
He's even like waving hi. He's like, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I wonder if he forgot about him. And then Geoff Johns is like, what about everybody's favorite character, Obsidian? And he's like, oh, shit.
What the fuck? He's like, oh, he'll be a shadow on the wall.
He just inked over like what he already had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the book. Fucking insanity. And so now let's get into Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters. And then we got some top tier back matter here.
Yeah. Ooh. Any back matter becomes an instant W when it has Alex Ross stuff.
Yeah, definitely
that's,
fun.
That's my philosophy because Alex Ross, that bald motherfucker, is a master.
Yeah.
This dude's like the Walter White of comics. Okay. His covers are my blue sky.
Oh, wow. Okay.
100% purity.
He's got like at San Diego Comic Con, he has like a booth that's like two stories. Dang. For some reason. I don't know why.
He's easily like the biggest like comic book artist, cool. I feel like, for selling just like one off pieces.
Oh yeah.
And for good reason.
Why,
because
yeah.
Look at this shit. The Starman.
That's awesome.
Are you fucking kidding me?
It's a little lazy.
I think it's cool.
It's just a lot of black.
I like the white.
Yeah, the Wildcat one's great.
Love that one.
He somehow made that not look like cringy, you know?
Yeah, he gave him a noogie.
I like how during their fight he was like coaching up the sun.
Yeah.
He's like, gotta avoid that hook.
So ridiculous. Like, Dad, I'm a cat. I'm a literal cat.
Yeah.
But then we get some sketches from Dale Eagleson, and he's fucking insane too.
Yeah.
Hawkman.
Yeah. Hawkman looks great. Damage looks great.
I like the Citizen Steel.
The Hawkman looks so good, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Oh man. What is this mace? That's a new mace.
Right?
Oh, double-sided mace? Yeah. Darth Maul mace?
Wow. Our Man looks great. I would kill for this.
I'm thinking something else. Oh, yeah. That'd be
That's
so
awesome.
Fucking
he is
sick.
Such a brawler in this.
I don't know what those little like strings are on his mask. Maybe it's supposed to be tied under his chin or something.
I think this is like chin strap, and he's a brawler, so they got, I don't know, ripped.
Yeah, he likes to break the rules so he doesn't buckle in.
Yeah, and then we get Alex Ross sketches as well.
Oh, we do. Yeah, he's got a big boob window there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just noticed that.
And it's funny because, like, this Sandman is not as detailed as, like, his other stuff, but it's still, like, what every comic book artist probably strives for.
I would love to draw like that.
This probably took him 30 seconds.
Yeah. He's, like, rough sketches. It would be, like, take a day for me, you know?
So, pretty good. Love a good sketch. We even see, like, an alternate cover for the first issue sketch.
Is that Hawk Girl?
But there's a slightly different lineup, I guess.
Yeah, I was wondering what
the difference
is. So
there's a couple characters in here that aren't in the book.
Oh, yeah, it's got
like Dr. Fate's in there. Would have loved that.
Oh, yeah. Shazam's in there?
Yeah. It looks like the Spectre as well, which would have made sense because they threw in a random Kingdom Come thing, but...
Right.
Hawk Girl.
That's the book.
It definitely is.
It's insanity, and I loved it. I loved every second.
A lot of fun, yeah.
Because... That's just, it just made me feel like what I used to feel when I would just pick up a random comic book and be like, yeah, I don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah, now we kind of have a basic understanding of what most things are, you know, yeah, and just to kind of pick something up randomly and be like, wow, that was sick.
That's why I love this era of DC's, because like they weren't afraid to just throw in random characters.
And Justice Society is perfect for that.
Yeah, and it still looked like modern like comics. Because like obviously I could find random ass like people in like Golden Age comics, but those are boring and hard to read.
Yeah, it's nice seeing those like random like D-list characters just being put into like,
yeah,
a book with some and more well-known people.
There's actual attention to them,
which, yeah, is cool. And just kind of making them more modern, if like, because I feel like a lot of these people haven't been seen since like the 80s probably.
Yeah,
so it's cool to be in the modern era.
Yeah, everybody wants Damage.
Everyone wants a Dr. Midnight figure or whatever.
Yeah, he actually does look pretty cool. Anyway.
Anyway,
let's go into the next segment.
What do you rate this book, Brandon?
Oh yeah, let's rate this.
Probably I love it. It was a bit scattered for me, like I said. I loved the world though, super cool. I'm definitely interested in it, but just a lot for me just starting off. Yeah, so
that's sure. Fair.
I think like he kind of kept a lot of the scenes really short, and they jumped around a lot just mm-hmm. to keep it moving. Because yeah. if it's like too long, then it's just like one long scene to another long scene, you know? And I think cutting it up kind of makes things flow a little bit better.
Yeah.
But
definitely a cool intro scene, like you guys said, like yeah. introducing all the characters and stuff.
Yeah, I thought that was great. It's funny because we read this because of Black Adam, because like the Justice Society is like in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll see Hawkman, Adam Smasher, and...
No, Damage is not Adam Smasher.
Oh, yeah, not Adam Smasher.
There's no Dr. Fate in here.
Is that the Adam?
No.
So Adam Smasher.
Let's go over this again.
Adam Smasher just gets big. And the Atom can fly. He's got like an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
The Atom from like Arrow.
From the Arrowverse yeah. has an Iron Man suit that makes him small, yes. The Atom normally is just Ant-Man, but he could just do it naturally. He doesn't need anything to do it.
Isn't that what's in Black Atom?
No, that's Atom Smasher.
Okay, okay.
He only get big.
Only gets
only big.
Only
big things can smash.
only get big. I don't all know right. why he's called Atom Smasher, though.
I don't know. I always liked it, though. It
doesn't seem like he can smash
atoms.
He gets
so big,
he can fucking smash a building, dude. What are you talking
about? To be fair, he does smash more atoms than anybody else could.
Exactly.
In that movie. So, you know what? It makes sense now.
Yeah.
What'd you rate it, Daniel?
Gotta have it, Nathan. Big fan. I could definitely see myself getting the rest of it or reading the rest of it. No complaints. Big fan.
I would rate this a large from any traditional, like, fast food place, but it's a suicide.
What?
Do you remember doing suicides, or people would call it suicide, where they would get like a large cup and then they would go to like the machine and they would like just like hit every.
It's called
single
a suicide.
I think it's called a suicide.
I didn't realize I had a name.
Yeah,
not me either.
That's what this is for me. I'm just getting every soda because I
suicides
like
suicides are really fucking gross though. Like it doesn't taste like anything.
Yeah, it's a suicide, but good.
Okay,
it keeps me on my toes. You know?
Used to go to Circle K a lot and get like the Thirst Busters with like the slushies
sure.
or the icies.
Okay, yeah,
but,
this
but
is
I get all the like Fanta flavors. Fucking
yeah.
slapped.
Okay, yeah, this is so, a Thirst Buster for me then.
Okay, okay.
Yeah,
gotcha.
This is exactly what I wanted. It's nice. Like the 88 cent one or whatever.
79 cents.
79 cent one, yeah. Yeah.
Back in my day, it was only 79 cents.
I used to be able to pay a couple quarters for this shit.
Now it's like $1.50. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I would rate this.
So let's get into the poll list, Nathan.
Colin, shove it in your box.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to do that.
Yeah, yeah.
The poll list. What did you shove in your box?
What'd you pick up this week?
Oh, man. Big week because I wasn't here last week. So, catching up on a lot of stuff. Spent like $60.
Oh, nice.
Got the Human Target number 7. That's back.
Oh, I didn't pick that up at all.
Oh,
I need to go find
that. What a loser.
I went to Atomic Comics and they had the...
I'm not done with my list.
Well, I just want to say my story.
Okay.
They had like the Tales of the Human Target like up on the new wall. And I'm like, why is that there? That came out like a month ago.
Yeah, I know.
And then I didn't think anything of it. So,
okay. Sergeant Rock versus Army of the Dead. Did you ever watch those? The
no,
Evil
but
Dead.
That sounds awesome. Oh, you know, Evil Dead? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I didn't realize
Bruce
that
Campbell
that.
Is. Bruce Campbell?
Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, he's writing it. And Sergeant Rock is like a DC.
Just some random general dude.
Oh, really?
Like military dude.
Love and it. DC wanted
and he's
to do,
fighting the Evil Dead.
Which is amazing. And so, yeah. And like Sergeant Rock is just like when DC really wanted to do war comics, it was always like Sergeant Rock comic. And so the fact that those two are like crossing over.
Yeah.
I'm totally here for it. I haven't read a crossover book in a while, and so I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I got like a cover that was like bagged. And I forgot to look at it before I came here, but it was like you couldn't see the cover.
Oh, like a X-rated cover
or whatever? I think it might be X-rated. I have no idea.
Okay. Gotcha.
I wonder if I can look at the show am I on, guys?
Yeah, it's kind of like the...
yeah.
It's like Sergeant the Playboys where they're fucking. Like, oh, you can't see this cover?
Yeah.
I got Jurassic League number 5 because that came out like 3 weeks ago and I didn't grab it. We got World's Finest number 7. Batman the Knight number 9. Public Domain number 4. Mm-hmm. Vanish number 1.
Yep.
Shirtless Bear Fighter number 2.
Of course. The best book.
That sounds awesome.
Oh, it's so much fun.
It's actually way better than it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We like read it. Because he got it as a gift, as like a joke, but ended up being awesome.
That's hilarious.
It literally is. It's like, so much fun.
It's this guy named Shirtless, and he's always shirtless.
His name is Shirtless.
And he fights bears. And
fantastic.
Not just animal bears. He fights the football team, the Bears.
The Chicago Bears.
The Chicago Bears.
Any bear, I think.
Gummy bears.
Gummy bears.
Teddy bears. It's
everywhere.
And yeah, bears start to take over. It's really funny.
I got Stillwater number 15. Got Ant-Man number 3.
What issue Stillwater are you on?
Like 8.
Oh, that's pretty good then.
Yeah, no, I got kind of far.
Oh, wow.
I got 8 Billion Genies number 5. And I got After School number 3.
Did you get Ant-Man?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I said that. Ant-Man number 3. If I
wasn't paying attention. Did you read the second one of that After School?
Yeah.
Is it good?
Oh, after so you're asking about the second one?
The second one, yeah.
Yes. Not as good as the first one, but I think the third one, which just came out today, is my favorite. It's it's a
is
a
lot still more like local directors and stuff that are
smaller directors? It's like a producer that produced like the Scream series, like the TV series. I can't remember her name, but it's like this book where it's just an anthology, so each issue is a different writer and I think different artist team. They're all kind of like horror-ish. But this one was cool because it was just kind of like straight up slasher. And so,
sweet.
Slasher comics are sick for some reason.
Yeah,
so
they really are.
That one was really fun. But that was the only thing I read other than the norm.
I picked up pretty much all those except Old Dog came out by Declan Shalvey. He's writing it and drawing it.
New book?
New book.
Oh.
New image book.
What's it about?
About Old Man.
Old Man.
And he's like X something. I don't really know. It looks great, though. He actually streamed himself coloring it.
Nice.
On Twitch, and I was like, that's pretty cool. So I got to...
Did he color Moon Knight?
No, that was Jordy Blair.
Oh, okay.
But he is writing, drawing, and coloring.
Have you ever seen him color anything?
No. Mm. But he's really knowledgeable on it, actually.
It's cool.
Because I was watching him color, and it was almost like watching... This is going to probably sound like a big comparison, but it was like watching Bob Ross... Because he would be coloring something and I'm like, this looks like shit. And then he would like do something in Photoshop that would make it look amazing. And I'm like, oh my God, how'd you do that?
It's like, this must be a bad episode. Be like, oh, actually.
Yeah. Because like he was doing like highlighting and stuff and it just looked like a bunch of blotches on like this old man's face. And I'm like, this just looks weird. And then he like just like made it a little bit more transparent. And I was like, holy fuck.
It's like so those kind of halftime shows where they like flip the painting upside down.
Yeah.
Like,
my God. That's exactly what it was. I was like, I see the vision. So I'm excited about that. And then I also picked up Superman Space Age number 2, which is.
I saw that, but it was already a pretty big week. So
I had the same.
And I didn't even read number 1. So.
I had to make the same decision because I was like, this is a lot.
Yeah.
But.
It always sucks when you're in the comic shop and. Your stack is just heavy, you know. I'm like, wow, this is a lot.
Yeah,
and like my grip is like at its limit, you know.
Yeah.
Did you get any comics?
No, I've been bad for a while. I've been cranking out a lot of TV shows. There's a lot going on right now.
Very important.
So I just finished actually catching back up on My Hero. Not catching up, rewatching My Hero.
Oh, cool.
There's a new season coming out. I think the first.
Nice.
So excited for that. And then
I just Crunchyroll. Okay. How much is that?
I don't know. Vivian pays for it. Free.
Free for me.
It costs one relationship.
Because I think Chainsaw Man comes out on the 12th.
It's coming out shortly, yeah. This season with anime is going to be crazy. Just beat the Guardians of the Galaxy game for the second time. Yeah.
Did you do hard mode or something?
Yeah,
or?
Hard mode, and then there was like some alternative routes.
Like halfway
to take.
Through.
Oh, okay. I won't spoil it for you then.
I do. No, go for it. I don't care.
I told Daniel who's in it. It's
Nova.
No.
Thanos.
Keep guessing.
Yes, but Galactus. Not really.
Silver Surfer.
I don't know if any hints.
You're not gonna guess it.
Yeah, you're not gonna guess it.
Tell me.
Fing Fang Foom.
No way.
Pink Panther was in it. Oh my God. I'm going home and play that tonight.
What part are you at?
Dude, I can't even remember.
It's no, been, okay.
I played it,
got it when it came out.
And yeah. I played it like pretty, like a lot when it first came out. I'm pretty sure like I'm about halfway through probably.
Okay. Yeah, not the most well done game. Like it's definitely a little glitchy and stuff and combat's not great, but like just the storyline is fantastic and yeah, I love just interacting with all the characters.
Yeah, it's fun just like being on the what's the ship called?
Milano.
The Milano. And then just like knocking on Groot's door.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And doing that shit. Or just like they did a really good job with like the character interactions and mm-hmm. stuff. So that's pretty cool. And I actually do like the flashback stuff when he's like hanging out with his mom.
I love the team huddle part.
Yeah, that's always so funny because you'll be in like the middle of this huge fight and you get in a huddle and you talk to your team for like 30 seconds.
Yeah, just like take a break, guys. Hold on.
That's like the corniest part, but I do like it.
And they play some cool music and you get like superpowers. So
yeah, it's fun. Daniel, I read Everyday Hero Machine Boy.
Oh, I saw that at the store.
Like 80% of it.
Okay.
It's fucking phenomenal.
Phenomenal. Wow. Yeah,
it's really good. Because I picked it up because I remember reading like the preview and I was like, this is really, really good storytelling.
Right.
And that carries on like throughout the whole thing.
Okay.
It's,
nice.
It's basically like American manga and it kind of like reads like that.
Does it read backwards?
No. It reads the right way, which is a big benefit. The definitive correct way.
Yeah.
But it's essentially Astro Boy meets like Iron Giant. So like there's this like robot kid that just like comes from the sky basically. And he is getting raised by like this really old lady who's like super nice. Right. And like this kid is just trying to be a kid in school. And he like loves spaghetti. Right. And he like will eat spaghetti like twice a week. But it's just like this really cute story. And there's like a hook to it. That's really spicy, and I haven't finished it yet, but I don't want it to happen, but I want it to happen. I want to see what, like, you know.
Does he look like a robot?
He's a full-on robot, yeah. But it's great. I'll have to bring it in and give it to you or let you read it because it's a really swift read, but really good. So
yeah, I saw it at the shop, and I was just kind of checking to see, like, the price. It was only, like, $13, I think. Yeah. So.
High praise, for sure. It gets a double thumbs up from me.
Wow.
I also rewatched Iron Giant at some point.
because of that, yeah.
No, not because of this. I was just trying to find something to watch, and I was on HBO Max for some reason, and I was like, oh, man, Iron Giant.
Because that has incredible selection. What do you mean?
It actually does, to be honest. But I watched Iron Giant, and that movie fucks. That shit's so good. And, like, I'm amazed that there hasn't been, like, a sequel for it yet, because it definitely opened itself up.
Everyone does love Iron Giant.
Like. Yeah, that like, there's nobody that hates Iron Giant.
But, like, could they even pull off a sequel? No. You know, wouldn't it like ruin the first one?
I'm glad that they haven't.
Right.
But they could. And so I'm just surprised that like with making sequels that aren't necessary.
Does he die at the end?
Yes. When he blows up in space. But then the little screw that what's his face has of the Iron Giant starts blinking and then starts rolling. And then all the pieces are like assembling in like Antarctica or some shit. And you see his head, and he's, like, very clearly, like, alive. So,
gotcha.
Incredibles did it, maybe.
Yeah.
Incredibles 2.
Yeah.
They waited, like, 10 years for a sequel.
Yeah, and it was pretty good.
Probably longer, I think. But anyway, should we talk about She-Hulk? Did you watch any of that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, we are kind of behind on a couple episodes. Are we all caught up on that? Are you caught up on that?
On She-Hulk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, we got that, like, Donnie Blaze episode.
Yeah.
Oh.
With like
oh,
the
yeah,
demons
you guys are behind.
Stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty fun.
I like the little demons. It kind of reminded me of the She-Hulk run that we read where it like attacks
oh,
like her
yeah,
office.
That's right.
Thing.
They were like a bunch of demons and stuff.
Right.
I love the relationship between Wong and whatever her name
Madeline.
Is.
Madeline.
Madeline,
but with a Y, but not what you expect.
I love that character. I'm like, this is the best character ever made.
TikTok went crazy over her afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's fun, but I like her relationship with Wong, and she's like calling him Wongers and stuff. Yeah. I think she's fun.
I want her to have her own spinoff show.
I do too. Like, just the fact that she was in a different dimension and she like still maintained that personality.
And she made a deal with a devil or something, right?
Yeah. Just like the amount that she went through and covered just so briefly when she was at the court hearing, I thought was really funny.
Yeah. I guess there's like a bit where like She-Hulk was saying that like Wong is like Twitter armor. I thought that was funny.
Oh, yeah, that is good.
Yeah.
What was the episode?
So, that's the one that where she got laid too.
Yeah.
Oh.
And like that doctor, the hot doctor, like only liked She-Hulk, but not her or
yeah,
Jennifer Walters.
Yeah, he's a bit shallow.
Yeah, definitely. And then it ends with like her being served because Titania trademarked She-Hulk, like the name. Mm-hmm.
And then she gets sued. And then she's like, well, I have. They were like, she didn't even want this name. And so Titania trademarked it. And then she had to bring in like all of her Tinder dates.
Like, yeah.
So that was fun.
There's like a Marvel version of like Edna Mode from.
Oh,
Incredibles, yeah.
Like makes suits and stuff. Makes clothing.
That actor looks pretty familiar. Did that look familiar to you too? Or
not at all.
I don't know what
he might be in something.
Yeah. And we get the little Daredevil helmet.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get like an actual like She-Hulk suit from that. Like
I think she has one. She's got a couple
I'm
bags.
I'm pretty sure she does have one, yeah.
Oh, like, yeah, because like, in the next episode, her friend is like, where's the superhero outfit or whatever? Yeah. I want to see that one.
Mm-hmm.
I heard someone like kind of predict like, what if they just don't have Daredevil in this at all?
That'd be pretty funny.
And they just like fucking joke about it. And then like at the end, she's like, oh, we waiting for Daredevil? You know? Because I think
that'd be good.
I would be okay with that. Yeah. You know? I can wait for Born Again.
Because at this point, if he hasn't showed up yet, he's just going to be in like the last episode and won't be like that satisfying probably anyway. So
how many episodes are there?
I have no idea. I thought it was, there was only six.
I thought it was going
to say
like
we're
probably
eight.
That's my guess.
Yeah. I think they do a really good job because each episode doesn't really feel like it's 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever it is. Like, it feels like they cover a lot in, like, a short amount of time.
It's 9, apparently.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's random.
Right. Yeah. Anyway.
So what was the last episode that came out? That was
the wedding. That was, like, the wedding one.
Right, but is that episode 6?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
We see it. We get our first Marvel suicide, which is fun.
Oh,
that guy
yeah.
who jumps out the window. But
Mr. Immortal, yeah.
He's still alive. Have you heard of Mr. Immortal?
He's an X-Men.
Is he? Yeah. Interesting.
But they don't really like mention anything.
I
thought that was fun, like that he yeah. just like would just marry a bunch of people and then just like kill himself,
his death.
Much. And then just to like avoid confrontation.
Yeah,
I think that's a really silly situation. So
I'm pretty over Titania. Like, she just keeps popping up. Like, she shows up at this wedding.
Yeah,
you know, and so hopefully that's the end of that.
I'm glad that they like fought a little bit, you know.
Yeah,
like I thought that was pretty good.
Not just like that first fight in the first episode where she's like hanging
just the
on
one
a string.
Punch.
Yeah,
yeah.
For that kick,
that was pretty corny.
And then I guess someone is just making like a bigger needle or something to get her blood from.
Yeah.
So
they're like, let's try this again, but bigger.
Yeah.
I loved the joke about, because I know some people were upset about Daredevil not being in this episode because they teased it.
Yeah.
And then they're like, when they first started the episode, they're like, oh, a wedding shows up at the most inconvenient time. And
yeah,
I love that meta joke.
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Especially this guy's, am I right?
Oh, come on. March.
I know. So much stuff going on.
Yeah. Do you think that guy that she met at the wedding is working for whatever criminal thing is trying to get her?
The whole
just because
wedding.
Because someone talks to her, I just like am not thinking like this is a bad guy, you know, or like
I didn't think it was either. I didn't really think much of it, but then they're like talking and stuff, and then there's like a camera looking at him and stuff, and I'm like, oh, he's definitely on like their payroll.
Wait, what camera?
It was just like revealed at like the end of the episode that they were listening in on like her conversation somehow.
I think it was a genuine conversation.
I don't think so. I think that she can't catch a break. You know.
The whole wedding like seems sketch.
Yeah, when
like,
was the reception?
The friend like, was there. You never see the groom. The groom's not in the whole episode, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, I thought he was. I thought he was the guy with the, like, the glasses.
We don't get any reception or what, the ceremony.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, right?
Might as well
and,
be
like,
fake.
She's just, like, screwed over through the whole process. She's just, like,
It's in the middle of, like, nowhere.
It's not even an open bar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bullshit.
It's very sketchy.
Because no one goes to weddings where there's no open bar.
Yeah, the turnout was way too
good. A cash bar? Fuck that. And then we got Andor that came out. Did you guys watch that?
Yes.
Yes. I was falling asleep the third episode, though, so I can't remember.
That was the best
that
one.
I know, and so I'm going to rewatch it, but I was awake for the important part. That was cool. Everybody's like,
so we're in the year BBY5, before the Battle of Yavin. Yavin?
Okay.
Yavin.
And they're like,
he goes to some bar, and there's like a sexy fish bartender. And
and they're like,
gave me weird
your
feelings.
Sister stripper's not here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like pretty like adult themes in this, which I like.
Yeah, like murder. He like murders some people.
Murder, yeah. Strip clubs. There's like a sex thing that happens at some point.
Oh, yeah.
There was Star Wars sex.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really cool. What's his name? Diego Luna?
Yeah.
He's probably so good at just walking fast and looking sketchy.
Yeah.
I think he's the best person.
He's supposed to be like...
He's the best person to ever do it.
He's supposed to be like undercover, not bringing like attention to himself, but I would be staring at the guy. Why is he walking like that?
Yeah, he's always rushing wherever he's going, so...
I like the droid. It's like, he's called
B2 Emo.
B2 Emo. Yeah.
Chunky thing.
They're so good at making droids.
Just making up shit.
Yeah.
He's like, he's going to be like a box we can turn around.
Yeah. And he stutters.
He can zap these little dogs.
Oh, yeah. Those dogs.
All the planets in this show look insane.
Like, they're really cool.
Absolutely insane. Like Morlana, I guess, is the one that they're on at first. Mm-hmm. Looks great. Big fan.
Well, not always rains.
Yeah. Oh, did you recognize Bix in this show?
No.
Have you seen that actor?
She looks so familiar. Where is she from?
She's from Morbius, Nathan.
Oh, yeah. She's the doctor, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She's like the love interest in it. I'm like, she is insanely familiar. That's where she's from.
Okay, cool.
A great body of work so far.
Yeah. She's really killing it.
There's a guy eating like blue noodles. And I thought that was
funny. Oh, yeah.
It's just fucking like food coloring and he's eating it. They're like, yeah, that's Star Wars.
Like, how do we make this Star Wars? And then someone just brings out like the food coloring.
There's also this dude that I've noticed in the background. He's like always walking like this. And he's like walking he's got like a little jog. But goes nowhere. Yeah.
I don't know.
I've not noticed that, but that's really funny.
He's like behind Andor. Mm-hmm. And it's when he's like in the town in like the common area or whatever.
He jumps down a step at one point. He's like,
Go find it.
It's in the third episode.
It's in the third episode?
The little jump is in the third episode.
Okay.
My favorite just random character is the guy that hits the bell.
Oh, yeah.
He's just vibing. He's got a whole process for that shit.
His work is so serious to him.
Apparently, that's the shit that just wakes everybody up.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's got the most important job in Star Wars.
What I kind of appreciate is, at least in the first episode, when they're like jumping back and forward from like him as a kid and him now, there's like no subtitles. In the beginning, get the gist of like
that's
what's
so
happening.
Good though.
Yeah, because it's like all you gotta do is watch and not like read. You know?
I love a good show don't tell.
I love it.
That's true.
Yeah. We like that in comics too.
Yeah,
we don't want to read. We just want to look at pictures.
Give me like a whole. Give me a silent Star Wars show. Do you know how cool that shit would be?
Like in Visions or something. That
was
might
there
be
one
cool.
In Visions? Like a silent one?
I
think so.
But that would be the place to have it.
Yeah,
it would be. Yeah, I think a completely like silent or like wordless, dialogueless, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's interesting in this is that we saw the first like translation to like English because that guy was reading like the alert that like Andor is running around or a Canary person was running around that like showed up in English in text. And I'm like, oh shit, this hasn't happened before, which is interesting.
Yeah. And then episode two, they're coming after him, I think.
That's the whole show.
The second episode, like I didn't have very many notes on it, but I did notice like on his like bedside table there's like a Bantha toy or something.
Oh, yeah, I love
did
that.
You notice that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, they gotta have Banthas and everything apparently. I think my favorite part about this show is that nothing's on Tatooine so far.
Yes,
no sand,
because I'm so fucking sick of it.
Yeah, no sand here, give me wet.
Yeah,
and that's it.
And then in like one of the flashbacks, like the Imperial people like kill his crush or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it shows like his mom, adopted mom, like kind of
like
finding him.
Kidnapped for the most part. Yeah, like they were trying to save him, but like at the same time, they took him from where he was belonged.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked.
But I guess everyone else was like doomed because the Imperial ship had like, you know, the dead people in there.
Yeah.
So, and then I guess he's got hope that his sister's still alive. I don't know, maybe he hasn't seen her since then.
I think he's got some inkling that she's alive in some way, because
or he's just trying to find anybody that's from that planet.
I think he's definitely heard that she's alive, because when he's in like the strip club or whatever Star Wars is calling it, he like seems pretty sure that she was there. So he obviously got tipped off in some way that like his sister's alive,
right? Okay,
because otherwise his whole life would just be like, where'd my sister go?
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I wonder if they even like speak the same language now, because he speaks Star Wars English.
Well, I think he still knows the language from.
Well, he would, yeah. But I wonder if like he would have to resort to like that language.
Maybe.
If they do, I hope they don't subtitle it, because that would be kind of cool too.
Yeah.
I love the protagonist in this, the Imperial guy that's just like trying to do his job.
The antagonist, you mean?
Sorry, antagonist, yeah. The Imperial guy.
English 101, Nathan.
Whatever. I just read books with pictures. That's all I do.
I hate that dude. Yeah, he's so fucking annoying. He's like, got a face I just don't like.
He sucks, punchable right? Face. But I don't think he's wrong. You know? He's just trying to like bring somebody to justice.
Yeah, because his coworkers got killed. Because
everybody in Star Wars is like clearly evil when they're supposed to be evil. And I'm like, this guy's just trying to like, you know, bring justice to his boys.
I did like how his like commander or whatever was like, just leave it at what it is.
Yeah.
And then Vivian brought up a good point that like now 8 more people are dead because this dude chose to go forward.
Yeah,
with
which
it,
is
so.
Great. Yeah. Because that guy that sucks, that told him to leave it alone, was like, right.
Yeah. Did you recognize the big boss from like Game of Thrones?
The big boss. Oh, like the bigger guy?
The old guy that told him just to like call it an accident.
No.
He was like some commander on like the, you remember that?
Like Night's Watch or?
No, it was like, you remember that place where they had the hole in the ground?
Oh yeah. The Veil.
He was like some knight at the Veil.
Oh.
And I just recognize him from that. He's only in like one season, I'm pretty sure.
It's like,
you're so good at that.
Oh yeah. I recognize. And I watched the episode that came out today and there's like another guy that you'll instantly recognize, but that's from Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's right. I gotta go home and watch that.
I randomly watched Jack Reacher, and there's somebody from The Mandalorian in that show. He's like the old guy that wants to see the baby. That guy? He's in Jack Reacher.
In that?
Yeah. He's a guy that has one eye color that's different, and that makes him evil.
Oh. Of course.
Anyway. I just think that like his perspective, the like Imperial officer guys, is cool. Because I don't think that he's wrong, necessarily. No.
He's definitely, honestly, he's doing justice, right?
Yeah, like, so I just think that's fresh to not have somebody that's just clearly evil for the sake of being evil, you know?
That is true.
Oh, yeah, that's just,
I like gray story areas.
Yeah. So, like, any show where people have, like, I don't know, where everybody, like, has a pretty good motive, but they still, like, clash is pretty interesting, so.
Yeah, so episode 3, we see Stellan Skarsgård or whatever.
Eric Solvig.
Eric Solvig. he's like a recruiter for like
the old guy.
Yeah.
The old guy. But like the one that wants the
box.
The box that shows ships. What does that thing do?
It's like a
tracks Imperial ships or something.
I think it does, yeah. And then it makes you not visible to Imperial ships.
Okay. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, did he
so
use
that's a Skarsgård?
Is that how they tracked him? Because there was like that one scene where they're like looking at all the ships on the radar and they're like, what's that one? It's unmarked or something.
Oh, maybe. Probably. Yeah.
So I assume that was the box.
Because that was a ship that he was hiding it in. But he's like a rebel recruiter, which I thought was fun. And
You'll have to explain to me what happened in this episode because I fell asleep for most of it.
Okay. So they have like, they figure out like who he is, like who killed the people. And they basically go hunt him down, you know, and they track him to this like warehouse where he's making that deal with Skarsgård.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know his name. I don't even think he has a name. But
yeah, I don't know if they've named him actually.
Oh, that dude, fucking Tim, like the Vix's boyfriend.
Yeah.
He's such a dipshit.
Oh, he died, didn't he?
Because like they had Vix like tied up, and he's like, "Hey, stop it! You're hurting her," or whatever. And she's bleeding, and then like they're like, "Don't move," and he like still fucking moves and gets shot. I'm like, good. I didn't like that dude either. He's the one that like ratted him out.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'm glad that happened.
Because he's like, is Andor fucking my girl or whatever?
Oh yeah.
Were they even talking? The whole relationship was.
They had
super
a very
weird.
Like.
Yeah.
They had Star Wars sex.
Yeah, no, they seem chill.
But they had Star Wars sex, so I'm like, what are they?
No opposite sex friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a work fuck buddy kind of thing.
Okay, gotcha.
And then there's a cool thing. I guess he's got like a buddy who lives there. It's like kind of like a half brother or something.
Yeah.
And he's able to tie down like the mercenary's ship to like some piece of junk. And one of the mercenaries like flies off and it gets like caught on something and then like the ship explodes.
I missed that. That's pretty cool though.
It was really cool.
The whole town like comes around Cassian. They're like, okay, we don't like Cassian, but you know, fuck these security people.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So I guess they're not Imperial, but it's just some Renekton
like
kind of thing.
Yeah.
So. It's interesting.
Yeah, because like, there's not really like an Imperial presence on whatever planet they're on, right?
And yeah, so, I guess they can't be everywhere.
Yeah,
so.
Which makes sense.
Anyway. But good show. I like it a lot. I think it looks
explosion
incredible.
In the,
what big explosion?
There's a big explosion that killed a couple of that guy's friends, the officer's friends, and he's this is fucked up, and now I'm going to have PTSD. Remember? He was just like staring blankly.
Oh, yeah.
And then his fat friend was like yelling at him.
we have to leave, sir.
Yeah, because there's like a fake speeder.
Yeah.
You obviously knew what was happening, and then they speed off somewhere else.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, there's a conflict, and he almost got him, but he got away.
He also is figuring out that he really fucked up because these two guys just killed like half a dozen
people.
Now
he's in too deep. He's like, well, now I can't just stop because if I stop now, then I've just like
wasted
six
men's lives.
Yeah. So now he's got to double down, kill six more men, but get Cassian.
I'm wondering like if his story will continue because I'm kind of like over him. You know, I'm like,
I feel like it will. He seems like a pretty main character.
Yeah.
So
my thought is he's going to get in trouble, but because they lost so many men, they now have to pursue it as like this big threat kind of thing.
Sure.
Maybe.
But yeah, I don't know.
But
we'll find out tonight.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I got nervous episode 2 because it really seemed to lag there. But this last episode's got me picked back up again.
I can see why they released 3.
I heard that. Yeah, because 3 was like definitely the most exciting thing and kind of adds more plot to the whole thing. I was told that the first episode was like super boring, so my expectations were like super low, but I'm pretty happy with it. I guess it's the same writer from Rogue One and everything like that. So
cool. Sweet.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
I think it's everything.
Yeah. Thank you everybody for watching, listening. We got Linktree in the bio, in all the descriptions of all the things. You can go click on that, follow the things, watch the things.
Recommend some things.
Yep. Brandon, you want to plug your Instagram?
Stuff My Boyfriend Cooks. We just did Lord of the Rings Hobbit meals. So, yeah. I think those are on there.
What does that mean?
You don't know the Hobbit meals?
Food.
Yeah.
So you got really. I'm not a big Hobbit.
Second breakfast. Lord of the
Rings second breakfast, 11z's, tea.
okay, yeah, I do remember that.
Luncheon, dinner, supper.
Nice.
Yeah, so we did all those and watched all the movies in one day.
That's fun.
It was pretty fun.
Oh, you can send us recommendations at jrooterspod@gmail.com.
What a great idea.
That is not on the link tree. We love recommendations.
Yep.
Okay.
That's it.
Thanks.
Peace.
Cool.
Oh, but what are we doing next week, David?
What are we going to read next week?
it's Comic Booktober.
Yeah, Spooktober.
And so we're starting with a banger, Werewolf by Night.
Yeah.
Oh,
from the Marvel Max series imprint.
Yeah.
And so, because that movie or show is coming out.
Yeah.
Soon.
My favorite month. We just read horror books for the whole month of October.
Yeah. So we'll do that.
Starting with the best one. We'll get into it.
You're obligated.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Goodbye now.
Bye.